It's 4:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. I'm Kinyz Fatima. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, the Iranian foreign minister has called on the international community to focus on the Middle East's only nuclear arsenal. In a tweet, Mohammad Javad Zarif said there are at least 80 nuclear warheads in the Middle East. Zarif was referring to the Israeli regime's atomic weapons. He stressed that Iran has no nuclear weapons. Zarif called for paying more attention to Israel's nukes by starting what he called an overdue debate on the real threat to the region and beyond. Israel refuses to either accept or deny having the weapons. In 2008, the former U.S. President Jimmy Carter said Israel has at least 50 nuclear weapons, 150 nuclear weapons, that is. This was the first time a U.S. president publicly acknowledged that the regime has stockpiled atomic weapons. Joining us via Skype from California is Mark Weber. He's the director of the Institute for Historical Review. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Weber. Now, the Iranian foreign minister is speaking of an overdue debate when it comes to Israel's nuclear arsenal. And it's interesting to note how the IAEA, thanks to European powers and the U.S., does not even bring that up for debate.
Yes, well, the remarks by Iran's foreign minister are particularly timely, I think, and appropriate right now, given the intense international attention that's been given recently to North Korea's nuclear weapons program. But in this case, as with so many other issues, the U.S. operates on the basis of a double standard. In this case, North Korea nuclear weapons bad, Israel's nuclear weapons good. And that's because that for years, the United States government has been carrying out a hypocritical policy of trying to keep other countries from developing nuclear weapons, while at the same time, not only maintaining the world's largest nuclear weapons arsenal itself, but also supporting Israel's illicit and illegal nuclear weapons program. Yes, this is very appropriate right now, especially to talk about this, because world attention has been focused recently so much on this very important issue.
Well, now that we're talking about it, Mr. Weber, is Israel's nuclear weapons arsenal a threat to the region and beyond, as the Iranian foreign minister put it?
The same country that says that a nuclear weapons arsenal by Iran, supposedly, or by North Korea is a threat, should certainly think a nuclear weapons arsenal by Israel is a threat. Israel is the one country in the Middle East that is in clear violation of numerous United Nations Security Council resolutions. It occupies part of Syria. It carries out policies of oppression against Palestinians that have been condemned repeatedly by the world community. Israel's policies clearly deserve condemnation, and all the more than that such a country should be held accountable for a nuclear weapons program that the world knows it has, but Israel denies or refuses to acknowledge.
Right. So now that we're at this point where the Iranian foreign minister has brought into focus and attention once again Israel's nuclear weapons arsenal, you said it's a good timing. However, will anything come of it?
Repeatedly, the world community, many countries have tried to hold Israel accountable for its nuclear weapons program, as well as other policies, but repeatedly, these measures have been blocked by the United Nations, as we've seen time and time again, blocked by the United States, as we've seen time and time again, particularly in the UN Security Council. In the short run, no. Probably nothing is going to come of this because Israel has the backing, particularly of the Trump administration, for basically whatever it wants to do. All the same, the world is more and more aware of the enormous contrast between the rhetoric of the United States and the claims that it makes about international law and so forth on the one hand, and its policies on the other. So all the more does this issue deserve international attention? And beyond that, it deserves real scrutiny and ultimately meaningful action by the international community.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's Mark Weber, director of the Institute for Historical Review, joining us via Skype from California. Mr. Weber, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.